This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
You're listening to Radio Hawke's Bay. I'm Ken Morrison, and last week the 2023 New World Beer and Cider Awards Top 30 were announced, and we're pleased to advise that three Hawke's Bay ciders were amongst the top 30. And it's my pleasure today to be talking to one of the award winners, Paul Painter from Painter's Hawke's Bay Cider. Paul, welcome to Radio Hawke's Bay.
G'day.
Now, before we talk about your winning cider, just tell us a little bit, Paul, about Painter's Hawke's Bay Ciders. Tell us about your organisation.
Well, my wife calls it a hobby. It's not really. I'm very passionate about it and it takes quite a lot of money. But we've basically been growing apples since 1862 and up here in Hawke's Bay since 1904. And so one day I had an epiphany while walking around a garden centre. There's some cider apple trees that were on sale, and I thought, you know, if great wine's made in the vineyard, great cider is made in the orchard. I know how to do that. I want to make great cider.
And the rest, as I say, is history.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's still a small business, and really we're focusing on making really good cider and sort of trying to stay afloat, really. It's not exactly a very commercial or very profitable venture, but hopefully if we can actually do a brilliant job, we'll scale up and one day it will be commercially viable.
Now, we talked before we came to air about Cyclone Gabrielle. Now, you were hit very hard by it. How has that affected what you're doing in the cider making business?
Well, we normally make the base, the ferment the cider at Linden Estate, which went underwater in the Esk Valley. Indeed, a lot of our cider is there still in tanks that the silt doesn't get into, which is good, but there's no refrigeration and the place is still a bit of a mess. I think there's no power out there still. So that was a problem, and we normally bottle it with our good friends at Zephyr, who had a couple of wins in the awards as well, but Zephyr went underwater too, so their bottling machine's wrecked. So at the moment, it's very disruptive. We don't have much stock anymore of anything, and it's really a big problem trying to find people to bottle it. There's been so much damage done to the industry in here in Hawke's Bay.
Okay, well, tell us about that award-winning drop. I think it's called the Pilgrim Dry Cider, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's pretty traditional. I mean, cider in New Zealand is convivial. A lot of it's made out of, almost all of it is made out of dessert apples that are sort of sweet and unremarkable. And you put a couple of bubbles and splash a Ribena in for the young girls on a Saturday night, I think. And, you know, there's place for that. They are very, mostly good fun, very simple ciders. But people perceive, particularly craft beer drinkers or wine drinkers, perceive it as being, you know, a little bit lowbrow for them. But cider doesn't have to be like that. Cider is wine. And if you get proper cider apples that are full of rich flavours and tannins and bitterness, they basically can make something quite complex and quite interesting. And so that's really what we're trying to do. You have to find the varieties that work and look at how to grow them and then, you know, how to get the best out of them. So it's certainly a labour of love. It's going to take, these things often take a generation or two to become absolutely master craftsmen. But yeah, I'm keen to take cider to the next level of quality, complexity and sophistication.
Now, the other thing about your Pilgrim Dry Cider, it was the Champion Cider. That's exciting.
Was it? Well, that's news to me. I'm very excited about that. Well, it's a really good example. It's dry, and a lot of people go, oh, you've done something wrong there. It's way too dry. I'd like it to be drier. I actually compromised this one and made it not quite as dry as it was. Cider apples can be very bitter and tannic and quite austere. So they normally we put a little bit of apple juice back in at the final blending just to give it a little bit of aromatics and take the edge off it. But due to the success of this one, I think I'll make the next one a little bit edgier.
Yeah.
Still, it was great to win because this is a cider that's really out of left field. There are very few ciders that are dry and kind of serious like this. So it shakes a tree, and I was surprised that a fairly commercial competition actually chose something that is as challenging as this in the cider category.
Are the recipes sort of well-kept secrets? I mean, you know, is your recipe kept under lock and key, so to speak? Because, you know, from a punter's point of view, more like a cider on a hot day, a cider is a cider is a cider, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, and a beer's a beer's a beer. It's simply not the case.
No.
And so some days anything cold and wet will do the trick. But, you know, I have to say I've been trying a couple of award winners and really savoury every drop. And I think in the world of craft beer and ciders and the wine world, you know, quality is worth a lot. When you get something that is really next level, you sit there and taste a little bit of the genius of the maker, the passion of the maker in every sip. And I try so many of the new craft beers and experiments they do, and sometimes they're not perfect, but in their own way they're a reflection of a really passionate craftsperson there, and they're inspiring. So I think a little bit of inspiration from people who are deeply passionate and working their ass off to make something really special, I think it's great. And when you have those people in your community, and we have them here in Hawke's Bay making bread or growing blueberries or making wine, and it's just great to have that artisan food culture in your region. It brings a lot to my life, and I hope to many others.
Last question, Paul, because I know you're a busy guy. Winning that New World Award, what does that mean for Painters Hawke's Bay Cider moving forward?
Well, the timing's great. You know, we're a bit down on the mouth here. We're wallowing in silt and got all sorts of problems. I don't even know how to make any more cider. Now my good friends at Brave did one little bottling run for me out of the kindness of their hearts. But, yeah, really tough year, the toughest year ever. And to win an award like this means you sell some stock, it gets into the hands of a few people, you get some positive feedback, and hopefully some ongoing sales. So it's really positive, and the timing, you know, couldn't be better. So we're really pleased with what's been achieved.
Paul, my pleasure to talk with you. You look after yourself. Wish you well for the future, and look forward to talking to you again sometime in the near future.